This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
I'm always pleased that the person who is responsible for putting on this entire tournament, the executive director of the Players, is able to find several minutes to come visit with the local radio. And we do appreciate Jared Rice's hospitality, not only here on site allowing us to broadcast, but certainly to stop by. Of course, it takes more than 2,000 volunteers. You're just the guy who goes on the radio and TV all the time.
Yeah, right? Lucky me. That's they put me over there. They say, hey, listen, you go on radio, go talk to people, tell them what's going on, and get out of the way. Let us do the real work.
Hold,
and they're incredible. Exactly.
How closely are you watching that forecast there?
Well, as you can see on my phone, the PGA Tour has a meteorology team that every week, and again, this is, we're an outdoor sport, so you might suspect that it's a very important element here. So we get updates every hour, but Mike probably said it, these internal systems that everyone's looking at, it comes out every about 3 to 4 hours. So today we're probably going to have, there's about a 30% chance of rain out here at the stadium course around 10. Cool. And same kind of percent chance around 4 p.m., and then it increases much later evening. So we should have a good day today.
Great drainage. Jeff told us about that. Yeah. No issues there, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, this is, this is what we prepare for. So, again, we've talked about this in the past, how we really remodeled the course about a handful of years ago. And, we talk about sand capping fairways. Okay, what does that really mean? Well, it's good for the conditions, but it also helps with drainage. We have sub-air systems, so those are, embedded underneath each green so that we can pull out moisture, or in the needs to have to dry out greens, you can reverse it and blow air into the greens to help dry them out. And the reason for that is, again, trying to really deliver consistent conditions, and firm and fast is how our players really want to play courses of at events of this magnitude.
And so for fans who are coming out, can I bring an umbrella? Are there things that are
prohibited? Yeah, you can, great question. So I'd say over the next couple of days, you can bring an umbrella, absolutely. We can't allow umbrella bags, and that's a health and safety security protocol. So if you have an umbrella bag, leave it in your car. Bring an umbrella, grab a poncho. It's going to pop up from time to time. We are watching it very closely for the health of our, we have competitors on the field and we have our fans outside. So, again, we take all the precautions and make sure that if you do need to retreat to your cars, we're going to let you know. And listen, this, I would just say on Thursday and Friday, we're going to play golf. This happens in March from time to time. And what I'd ask of listeners is, this is why we have Hunter boots, the stylish Hunter boots, or the old, the old knockaround shoes. Wear some gear and watch these players play a really difficult course in conditions like this that can kick up, and enjoy it for what it is.
You and I have been out here every year for how many? Yeah. I love that this is her first time, Gina's
yes.
first time, and the first
yes.
like, impression is always good.
And I looked over to you and said, Hunter boots, right?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Did I say that? Is that all right? They're not sponsoring today.
The hardest is the social scene when the girls are trying to coordinate their outfits with the boots. And
white sneakers in the next 2 days. Actually, for that, let's shelve those. But again, listen, and we've got to make the best of this. And I would just say that you think about, this is the biggest event we have in our community. And if you think about, an NFL playoff game or a Florida-Georgia game, we're going to that. And I'd say same kind of thing applies here. This is our thing. And, this is what Mother Nature has in store. So, prepare, be safe, and we'd love to see you out here. We're going to make it the best we can.
In terms of availability, parking passes have already been sold out. Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, parking passes have been sold out Friday, Saturday. So if you're planning to come out, again, all the more reason to make sure you find a friend, jump in their car, know what your program is on Friday and Saturday. I would say Saturday is getting better. Not to steal Mike's thunder, no pun intended, but it does look like the front is going to move out earlier. It's getting earlier and earlier on Saturday, so I think we'll have a longer, better day on Saturday, starting mid to late morning.
Do you have enough daylight on Sunday, about 12 hours of daylight this time of the year, that if there is any suspension, you can still fit this in on Sunday?
Kind of too early to tell. We have remedies like threesomes. We can put three players off on 2-tee starts. So basically, you got players going off 1 and 10, and then you reverse them. So again, there's remedies. We need to play some golf on Thursday, Friday. There's a reason we have a 4-day event and not a 1.5-day event.
And this is the first time since the COVID year 2 years ago where we're back to some semblance of full-on normalcy.
Yes,
too.
Yes. Commissioner Monahan mentioned it yesterday, and again, just kind of the strength of the PGA Tour right now, and all the places we're going in the future, that to be back, to have, again, the community come out in the way and they have started yesterday. There are no operational restrictions, and it feels good.
Yeah, it's nice to have everyone back in and 100% capacity. And Jared Rice is the man who oversees all the volunteers, ultimately, is the executive director. We were visiting with John Mason, 45-year volunteer.
It's incredible.
And this is the 40th year coming here, this has been at the stadium course, and to see things through his eyes is just fascinating.
Well, our volunteers, we have nearly 2,000. Matt Welch is over my right shoulder right now. He's our tournament chairman, so his job is to oversee all of our volunteer committees. And it just, again, every year when you think about evacuating the course in the event that we have to do that, making, just getting all the steps that you need to take, and again, in the case of weather, and that's just one topic, to know that our volunteers are here, organized, and again, ready to make it great for all of us. That's what's really cool, is they're here making it great for all of us as fans and for our players, so we're really appreciative of them.
And look forward to it. We'll see you again tomorrow when this thing gets underway. Jared Rice, Executive Director of the Players' Championship here at TPC Sawgrass. We're at the Sawgrass area. Just when you come in, actually, off Davis Love entrance in Sawgrass Square, if you want to say, hey, we're on the path to the 10th tee.